When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What's up, everyone, and welcome back to the Epstein Chronicles. Virginia Roberts named by name several very powerful people. And one of those very powerful people was George Mitchell. Now, George Mitchell, for those of you who might not remember, was a mover and shaker in politics for a very, very long time. He played a very big part in bringing the Troubles over in Ireland and England to a halt as far as an American representative over there acting in that capacity. And he was somebody who has been, you know, a top figure in American politics for a very, very long time. He was a man who had considerable influence in Washington, D.C. for a very long time, and somebody who had no business hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein. Now, let's remember, Virginia Roberts named him by name. Nobody just pulled this name out of the sky. Nobody showed up one day and said, George Mitchell, that sounds like the guy. There's a reason. Virginia directly pointed to him and said, he's responsible. He's one of the men that I was passed off to. So my question for you is this. Where is the legacy media? Why aren't they bringing people like George Mitchell to the forefront? You would think that a man who has been so, you know, locked into politics for so long in America would be brought up. But just like Bill Clinton and Bill Richardson, the legacy media has no desire to pursue any of these people. So before we get into our article today, let's just take a look at who George Mitchell is. And this is right from Wikipedia. George John Mitchell Jr., born August 20th of 1933, is an American politician, diplomat, and lawyer. A leading member of the Democratic Party, he served as a United States Senator from Maine from 1980 to 1995. And as Senate Majority Leader from 1989 to 1995. After retiring from the Senate, Mitchell played a leading role in negotiations for peace in Northern Ireland and the Middle East. He was appointed the United States Special Envoy for Northern Ireland, 1995 to 2001, by President Clinton, and as United States Special Envoy for Middle East Peace by President Barack Obama. Now, mind you, this is a man who was allegedly taking part in Jeffrey Epstein's sexual dalliances, sexual escapades, abusing girls. Someone who has been directly pointed at. And for all of those people out there that are always talking about, where are the names? Where are the names? Well, Virginia has given you folks several names, and nobody has done anything about it. So it's either time to shit or get off the pot. Plenty of names out there. And we're going to keep talking about these names, okay? Mitchell was a primary architect of the 1996 Mitchell Principles and the 1998 Good Friday Agreement in Northern Ireland, and was the main investigator in two Mitchell reports, one on the Arab-Israeli conflict, 2001, and one on the use of performance-enhancing drugs in baseball, 2007. Mitchell served as the chairman of the Walt Disney Company from March 2004 until January of 2007, and later as chairman of the international law firm DLA Piper. Huh! Where have we heard the name DLA Piper before? You see all of these Epstein connections right here, just talking about the man's profile? But yet nobody has the desire to go deep? Ask yourselves why. He was the chancellor of Queen's University in Belfast, Northern Ireland, from 1999 to 2009. Mitchell also served as the co-chair of the Housing Commission at the Bipartisan Policy Center. Okay, so That is George Mitchell in a nutshell. Obviously, there's a much longer profile here. And when you look at it in the Wikipedia page, you have just a little blurb about the Epstein scandal. So let's read that as well. Virginia Roberts, a woman who has long claimed that disgraced financier, pedophile, and convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein forced her to have sex with powerful men, named Mitchell in documents unsealed on August 9, 2019, a day before Epstein's death, by a federal court in Southern District of New York. The papers included affidavits and depositions of key witnesses in a 2015 lawsuit that Roberts filed against Epstein and associate Ghislaine Maxwell. Roberts accused the two individuals of sex trafficking her to high-profile individuals, including Mitchell, in the early 2000s while she was underage. Now, mind you, at the time, remember what we just read, Mitchell was a big representative of the United States at this time. Mitchell denied ever having met or spoken with Roberts and stated that he became aware of Epstein's criminal prosecution only through the media. On November 30th, 2021, Epstein's former pilot, Larry Vysotsky, named Mitchell as one of the people he recalled flying on one of the Epstein's private planes, but claimed he never seen sexual activity, nor indication that such activity had taken place. Now, you see how it's posted here in Wikipedia? As if Virginia's lying. Now, ask yourselves why they're so unwilling to believe Virginia, but so willing to believe all of these unnamed sources that you see littered throughout the media. But a powerful man like George Mitchell isn't worthy of any attention? Well, we're changing that today. We're talking about George Mitchell, and to do that, we have an article from the University of Maine, or Maine Campus Media, I guess I should say. Headline, University of Maine is no place for Epstein accomplices. Rename the Mitchell Center. This article was authored by Nicholas Tyner. My body was put on the banquet menu for a powerful senator, George Mitchell. Virginia Roberts' shocking manuscript detailing her abuse at the hands of Jeffrey Epstein and others sent shockwaves across high-class society. But it has also made an impact in Orono, Maine. Former Senator George Mitchell, who is listed as a sexual abuser by Roberts, is honored on the University of Maine campus through the Senator George J. Mitchell Center for Sustainable Solutions. This building must be renamed. I agree with that. It should be, just like down in Ohio State. We're going to talk about that a little bit later, too. The letter that the wrestler sent down there about Les Wexner. It's the same thing. How many times are we going to see it, folks? Why are some people being ignored in this story while other people are being pursued? Everybody should be pursued. Mitchell, one of the most powerful people in Maine's history, denied the allegations of participating in the sex trafficking of minors. He was also named in a 2016 sworn deposition, alleging he received a sexual massage from a minor at Epstein's Palm Beach mansion. The conviction of Epstein and the fate of the others named by Roberts all but destroys any integrity the former Senate Majority Leader can claim. 100%. So my question is, all of the people out there that are swinging these political cudgels talking about this one or that one, why aren't we ever talking about Bill Richardson? Why don't we talk about George J. Mitchell? These are very powerful people who are still movers and shakers within the establishment. We have Bill Richardson still taking part in these negotiations for Brittany Griner. Why is that possible? Why is that happening? Why is it possible that he is still doing that? And you mean to tell me nobody at the White House or in the government understands what Bill Richardson is? Oh, they do, folks, but guess what? I know this is going to be a hard blow to take for some of you out there, but Biden doesn't care, okay? They don't care. None of them care. And I don't know how many more times I have to drive that point home. Amongst the other names listed is Prince Andrew, who has been recently stripped of his royal titles by Queen Elizabeth as he faces an ongoing trial for his actions. Jean-Luc Brunel has also been indicted for raping a minor. Former governor of New Mexico Bill Richardson has a long history of corruption and pre-existing allegations for paying a woman off to cover up an illicit affair. Yeah, this is your boy Bill Richardson. Good old Bill Richardson, who's still welcomed in the current regime, still welcomed in the so-called society, while many fingers are being pointed at him. at the same time, these same people will tell you, oh, well, there's these unfounded allegations about so-and-so. We need to make sure that
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We're canceled. The hypocrisy is so thick that your boy can hardly breathe. Billionaires Glenn and Eva Dubin also face further allegations put forth by their former butler for trafficking minors for sex. Eva, Epstein's ex-girlfriend, and Glenn defended Epstein during his 2008 trial, which resulted in Epstein becoming a registered sex offender. After the conviction, the Dubins wrote a letter stating that they were 100% comfortable with Epstein around their three young children. It was subsequently reported that Epstein had an interest in marrying their daughter, that he had been especially close with, since she was 12 years old, of which the Dubins were aware. All of that, every last bit of it, is creepy as the day is long. I wouldn't let Jeffrey Epstein within a city block of my child. You think I'm kidding when I say that? I am not. Let me tell you something, okay? I am deathly afraid of going to prison. Deathly afraid. I know I wouldn't last there. I'm not that kind of guy. I don't have it in my heart to be ruthless and brutal, and I just can't do it. But when it comes to being wronged, and somebody like Jeffrey Epstein, there would be no force on this planet that would stop me from going after him as a parent. What he did to these children is just absolutely abhorrent. And the fact that he was able to get away with it for so long with people at his side like George Mitchell is just beyond the pale. And I really wish some of these so-called journalists out there that spend their time dividing the populace would do something good for once and really dig in deep here. Epstein had 12 phone numbers and two addresses for Mitchell in his famous black book. In a 2002 New York Magazine profile of Epstein, where he lauded Mitchell as the world's greatest negotiator, Mitchell stated, "I would certainly call him a friend and a supporter." This profile was written 2 years after Mitchell's friend began grooming Roberts after meeting her at Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago club. And many years after, Epstein first became an active pedophile. For me, folks, I have to be very clear with you. The whole entire establishment, the whole entire so-called elite society, both sides of the aisle, is so guilty here of not caring about what these girls were going through or what Jeffrey Epstein was up to. I mean, this case is just littered with scumbags. You have, on one side of it, Acosta and his friends, you know, the Mukaseys of the world, the Bushites, not pressing charges on Epstein. And then on the flip side of it, you have the other side of the aisle, Bill Richardson, George Mitchell, Bill Clinton, partaking in the absolute abuse of these girls. So you have one side of our political spectrum abusing these girls while the other side's covering it up. See what I mean when I talk about how it's all fake? It's all political circus. That's all they're doing is giving you bread and circus so that you're not focused on their bullshit. In last year's trial of Epstein's co-conspirator, Ghislaine Maxwell, where she was found guilty on 5 of 6 counts, her pilot testified to seeing Mitchell on Epstein's private planes. These planes had nicknames such as the Lolita Express. Mitchell was listed on Epstein's flight logs multiple times in a stretch between 1994 and 1998. Mitchell's Epstein connections have led many in Philadelphia to speculate as to whether those played a role in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia's choice to put Mitchell in charge of their fund to compensate victims of sexual abuse at the hands of the clergy. As a lawyer for many victims put it, it's just more of the same. And this is my biggest problem, folks. Why is George Mitchell involved in that? There's nobody else out there that could do this job? We have to go get George Mitchell to do it, huh? The world's greatest negotiator. Miss me with all of it. I am tired of all of the bullshit. I'm tired of the gaslighting. And I'm tired of not getting to the point of things. Mitchell is a known associate of a prolific pedophile and human trafficker. Roberts is to be believed, and her story is damning. to keep his name on any building on this campus would not only show contempt for survivors of Epstein, but any survivors of sexual assault who attend this university. And that's a big fact. Look, I'm not an advocate, okay? I'm not somebody who gets on here and says, oh, yeah, believe all women, or I don't roll like that, folks. I believe the evidence, and I believe what I think is right and what I think is wrong. And for me, nobody who has been rolling around with Epstein should have their name on any building, especially on a college campus. The Water Resource Center was renamed the George J. Mitchell Center for Sustainable Solutions in 2000. It can and should be renamed again. George Mitchell does not actually fund the center. He made a one-time donation around the time it was renamed after him, and it's merely named to honor him. The renaming of Williams Hall, formerly named Little Hall after a noted eugenist, offers precedent for this type of move. Look, nobody says that he has to keep his name on this building. Where's that written in stone? Did Moses get some tablets that say George Mitchell has to keep his name on the building? Considerations for the renaming could be famed environmentalist Rachel Carson, who summered in Maine, or this could be an opportunity to work with Maine's Native American tribes to rename the center after a leader in their community. Regardless of what the new name would be, for the renaming is indisputable. No building on campus should be named after a sexual abuser, much less one with the Epstein scandal section on his Wikipedia page. Look, George Mitchell is up to his neck in this shit. You never hear his name. You never hear Bill Richardson's name either. The legacy media likes to focus on guys like Alex Acosta. You know why? Because it's low-hanging fruit, and it gets people into a tizzy. But the real meat and potatoes here are the people that have already been named and nothing has been done about. So when are all of these people that want to point out Acosta and point out these other folks who have already been sanctioned, who have already lost their jobs, who have already paid penalties, instead start focusing on guys like George Mitchell, Bill Richardson, Glenn Dubin, Les Wexner, Alan Dershowitz, and a few others who have all been directly named by Virginia Roberts? Shouldn't we start there? I mean, all of the smoke is coming out of a building on the Las Vegas Strip, but instead, we're going to go downtown and see where the fire is. It's ludicrous, it's misdirection, and your boy is not falling for it. All right, folks, that's going to do it for this one. If you'd like to contact me, you can do that at bobbycappucci@protonmail.com. That's BOBBYCAPUCCI at protonmail.com. You can also find me on Twitter at BOBBY_CAPUCCI.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
If you've been hurt by a truck, you can call Colombo Law 24/7 and we'll be there to make sure you're taken care of. When someone is hurt by a truck, Colombo Law is the law firm people call to get answers. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.